American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 91. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell. We arrived in Baltimore on Sunday evening. Worrell stopped at Mrs. Elsie's on 2nd Street, between Gay and South Streets, a private boarding house. He told me he had formerly boarded there. The next morning, I met him on Baltimore Street with a friend. I introduced the prisoner as Mr. Worrell and told him we were going to have a glass of ale, inviting him to join us, which he declined. The only liquor I saw him drink during the entire trip was a glass of ale in Pittsburgh. I next saw Worrell in Dover. Captain Canzina and Mr. Harrow of Vincennes accompanied me from Baltimore to Chestertown first, and then to Dover. Worrell had told me he was going to Dover and that he had some friends nearby. When I next saw Worrell, he was in custody of the officers on the road coming up from the hotel to the depot around 1 o'clock in the morning. I was not present at the arrest. During the time until his arrest, I thought he acted very strangely. He made himself generally conspicuous on the whole route. He would sit down and converse with any person without any introduction, both gentlemen and ladies. At that time, I had heard nothing about the death of Gordon. I first learned of the pursuit after him in Baltimore. I saw him at the jail in St. Louis, as well as Broff, Otis M. Messick. I am on the recruiting service in St. Louis and am a corporal. Worrell was an orderly sergeant in Captain Newby's company. I saw him while we were on the plains and afterwards at the fort. Worrell's moral character, standing, and reputation were good. It required that, or he would never have held the position he did. He deserted. I don't recollect the month. One time, when on post with orders to let no one pass without the countersign, I was, if I remember right, with my saber and loaded carbine, a cavalry gun. After taps, Worrell came towards my post. I hailed him with the words, "Who comes there?" His answer, I think, was, "A friend." I commanded him to halt with the words, "Halt, friend." He advanced, never halted at all, and said, "Good evening, sentry," or "sentinel," I don't recollect which, and continued to advance. Not wishing to shoot him, I took upon myself the responsibility not to do so. I was not reported for it. I don't suppose anybody knew it except Worrell and me. By my then orders, I had a right, and it was my duty to fire on him as he continued to advance. After he deserted, his hat was found on the ice. Some thought he had deserted, others that he had drowned himself. I never saw Worrell have any epileptic fits. I did not know Bruff. Cross-examined, I have known other persons to advance towards sentinels, and when known, the sentinels would sometimes let them pass. When a sentry is well acquainted, they sometimes let a friend pass and assume the responsibility. It is wrong to do so, but it is sometimes done. It is strictly his duty to prevent anyone from passing. They don't always do their duty. In times of peace, this is more common. At this time, there was no danger of enemies. Edward Lane, I reside at Fort,